and welcome to Tourism Chit Chat, a weekly radio program that seeks to inform, educate, and excite the Vincentian society about tourism generally and about tourism in St. Vincent and the Grenadines specifically. I am your host, Vera Ann Brayton. In previous programs, Tourism Chit Chat has sought to educate the tourism players and the general public about the recently introduced tourism standards. In this week's program, we bring you up to date on the progress being made in this very important area of tourism management. And here to help me to do that is Mrs. Avanel De Silva, Quality Development Manager with the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Tourism Authority. Welcome to Tourism Chit Chat, Avanel.
Thank you, Ms. Brayton.
Good. Let's get this ball going. I believe that the group categories of licenses issued to date are accommodation, taxi drivers, short-term vehicle rentals, as we say, rented cars, tour operators and tour guides. Perhaps you could bring us up to date on the developments in each category.
Well, we have been working very hard, I must say, in getting our license system, you know, progressing even further. Since the last time I would have visited and been on the program, we can say that we have had 35 accommodation properties that have been licensed in January. And we have another 10 that are to be licensed come the end of March. So that would be 45 in all. I think we do have at least maybe another 10 or 12 that have been registered. But they have to go through the whole process of being inspected, etc., by the audit team before they do get to that licensing stage. We have 7 short-term vehicle rental companies who have also registered with us and have been licensed. We have 14 tour operators, 102, let me say that again, 102 tour guides, and 121 taxi operators. We do have several taxi operators, especially maybe from Bekwe, who have registered with us, but we haven't gotten the opportunity as yet to do the training, etc. So we do have, in terms of registration, we do have quite a couple more persons who have registered but are not licensed as yet. So I must say the process has been going, it has been going very well, and the response has been very good. So we really can't complain. However, we have decided at the end of March, we would be holding off on training because we have been training persons since last year in order to be licensed. But we are holding off on training from the end of March because we do have to concentrate now on re-inspections, registrations, because we still do have quite a lot of operators, stakeholders who have not registered as yet. So we are going to be working very hard again on trying to get those persons to register and also get properties inspected and re-inspected before the new season come November the 1st. So just to let you know, if you are a stakeholder in any of these categories, a taxi operator, tourist accommodation, tour guide, tour operators, short-term vehicle rentals, if you do apply one of these services, it's your trade, please come in and register with us. If you haven't done so, this is the time to do so even now before the new licensing season come the 1st of November. So we would be continuing with the registration process and the inspection process. But you would be issuing, of course, your license the 1st of November. And the training would begin again August this year.
Oh, we're only in March. Good
yes.
God, yes. What about in the marketplace? How has the word been getting the word out so that the potential users of our accommodation from outside can...
We have been using the media as much as possible, whenever we can. Of course, Tourism Chit Chat. We have been on Tourism Chit Chat several times. We've done a radio program in the morning on NBC Radio. We have done our newspaper spreads. We've also been, you know, doing one-on-one talks. We've been visiting the various taxi stands to talk with the taxi operators themselves. We've had meetings with the necessary stakeholders. You know, the association, the taxi association, the hotel association. So we've been trying to touch all bases possible to get the word out.
Yes, but what about the visitors? Is your marketing department getting the word out
yes.
to them? I know it's not your
job. It's not the unit which I work with. But yes, we have been sharing the necessary information with our overseas offices. Of course, you do know there is an office in New York, there's one in Canada, and there's one, of course, in London. So we have shared, you know, our tourism approved and licensed and information with them so they can get that out in our marketplace, you know, to encourage our visitors when they're coming to please take these services, the ones that have the stickers that says tourism approved, just to let them know that these have definitely been sanctioned by the tourism authority.
And of course, it gives a feeling of comfort when visitors are coming to know that these facilities that they're using are approved.
Yes.
And I think that's a big marketing
it
plus.
It is.
But what about feedback? I mean, have you received any feedback from, say, local tourism stakeholders or from your partners in the marketplace, like tour operators, airlines, travel agents?
Not to my knowledge. I know the standards, of course, in terms of airlines and in terms of even for years, so persons who've been coming, some of the even, I guess, investors standards, you know, investors coming in, you know, if they want to develop a hotel, etc. Standards, of course, is something that everybody wants to know. Where are we at in terms of our hotel sector? What are our room stock like, etc.? What quality of our rooms? Mm-hmm. And that brings to mind the whole idea of the classification and the rating system, which we're hoping at some point to bring on stream, whether it's the American or the UK system that we're going to use. To be able to have an international rating for the tourist accommodation sector.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, the general tourist accommodation, the introduction of tourist standards, I should say, is a very new thing mm-hmm. by St. Vincent standards. Have you been getting, you think, good enough support, not just from the industry, mm-hmm. but from the public? You think?
Yes, I think we actually have had a good response. I mean, just from the numbers. You know, the response of most of the stakeholders who have been coming on board, I must say it has been, we have had compliments where persons said it's definitely needed. When you speak to persons, they're happy to hear that we're actually doing something as it relates to standard and, you know, especially when it's specific to tourism and the services. Because you do hear a lot of complaints and we even in us visiting some business places or whether it's be tourism-related, hospitality-related, we do know and we do see the complaints or we do see the errors ourselves. So you do get the compliments where they're saying that, you know, they're very happy that at least something is being done to get up there.
I recently got a couple of comments which made me realize that one or two people may have a misunderstanding about tourism standards. Some people were under the impression that it's what the tourism authority is trying to do is standardize accommodation. Mm-hmm. But in fact, what you're trying to do is introduce minimum standards above
yes.
which you can go as
yes.
high as you want. But
yes.
nobody wants
well,
to standardize.
I have heard that comment also that, you know, persons are mistaken in thinking that we want everybody to have the same thing. Mm-hmm. So as in you should have the same type of drapes, maybe or the same type of bed in your rooms if it's an accommodation. But that's not what we're saying. We have been telling our stakeholders from the get-go, these are just minimum requirements, minimum basic standards. It's just the basic things that you should have in a room for a guest, the basic requirements people expect. And it's not necessary to say that's where you should stay. Of course, we know presently, even persons who have not been licensed, we know their properties who have surpassed those basic standards, you know, the luxury more resort type, the even... We do have quite a couple of, you know, hotels or tourist accommodation properties who have gone way beyond the minimum standard when you look at it. So it's as I would say again, it's just a basic minimum requirement as to what you should have or what is required of a visitor when they come to your property or of your service. As a taxi operator, it's required basically for you to have an insurance policy. You can't be operating a public vehicle taking care of people publicly and you don't have insurance, your tires are not suited, they're mm-hmm. not safe, mm-hmm. Your vehicle, it's not in a proper working condition. So it's just basic things that should be, you know, normal It's normally expected if you're carrying out such a service.
And I know we're coming to the end of the program, the short program, but I believe that people need to understand that the users of tourist accommodation, taxi vehicles, short-term rentals, tour operators, are not just people from outside.
Yes.
So it's a protection of mm-hmm. our own people. And mm-hmm. I think this needs to be understood by all, that it is a protection of the user of the service.
Yes, that's very important. And I guess that's it. I guess, you know, some people, we still, as Vincentian, don't understand the whole idea of domestic tourism. We don't see it, you know, me visiting Bekwe. Mm. I'm not from Bekwe. I don't live in Bekwe, but me simply visiting Bekwe. I'm a visitor to Bekwe. That's domestic tourism. It's internal. And I don't think we grasp that whole concept as yet. So hopefully, you know, we would become better at those things.
Right. And certainly the taxi drivers and the short-term renters, you don't have to be yes. a visitor or tourist to use them. Well, Avanel, I must thank you again for being in our program. And listeners, you have been listening to Tourism Chit Chat, brought to you by the Ministry of Tourism in collaboration with the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Hotel and Tourism Association and this station. I'm your host, Viran Breton, saying goodbye until next time. St. Vincent and I.